in my opinion, I would say leg press is far more effective and efficient if quad or leg development is the overall goal.
Meet your host, Andy Naylor. Andy is a men's physique transformation expert, competitive physical champion, and a multi-six-figure business owner who has helped thousands of busy, high-achieving men get into the best shape of their lives and reconnect with their inner alpha. On this show, Andy is going to share with you his playbook on feeling healthy again, avoiding the common pitfalls successful men fall into, dropping 20 to 30 pounds of fat, and building a physique you can finally be proud of. And the transformations aren't just physical either. You're going to learn how meeting your personal goals will help support your professional achievements, giving you that true alpha mentality. Let's go.
Alphas, welcome back to the show. My name is Andy Naylor. I am CEO at Naylor Body Design and host of your Optimal Alpha podcast. Squats versus leg press. That is today's topic. The squat, the king of all bodybuilding movements, quite possibly, versus a leg press. So we're going to delve into this. I'm going to give you just thoughts, high level thoughts as to how my mind would go about working out which one is better, if there is such a thing as better, because technically that doesn't really exist, and we will dive into that. And we'll go through a few ideas, and then I'll give you my, once I've given you a sort of a bit, I guess a bit of a perspective on some things we might want to consider, I'll just give you my personal view. So let's dive straight in. Let's look at the squat. This is the daddy of bodybuilding movements, probably along with deadlift, bench press. They are all great movements, but they all have massive limitations, but we're not going to go into them all. We're talking about the squat. It is kind of like the old school way that you would want to build your legs. And at some point, it would have been one of the only, well, technically, outside of a lunge walk, really maybe the only compound movement that we really would have had at a given point. So let's dive into the positives. This is not an exhaustive list, okay? You'll probably think of way more. Good thing about the squat is you can probably do it in any gym to some degree. Most gyms that don't even have, say, a leg press, chances are they're going to have a squat rack or a Smith machine. And we could argue whether a Smith machine squat is the same as a regular squat. There are differences, but there's more similarities than differences. So we could say it's the same thing for the argument here. So it could be done pretty much anywhere. That is essentially a positive. It is a free weight. Now, we could argue both positive and negative for that. It's in the positives for now. It's a free weight, which means, again, very easy to sort of get your hands on a bar, bunch of weights, cheap. Technically, if you wanted to set up some sort of squatting setup yourself, you know, really, it's not, you know, a leg press is thousands of dollars. You know, an Olympic bar and some weights is probably hundreds of dollars. It's progressible to a point. So it is one of those styles of movements that we could certainly say you should be able to progress this quite a long way over time. Most people progress it too fast. They add too much weight. They just want to add on another 20 kilograms or another 10 kilograms. When technically, if you were just adding, say, 2.5 kilograms a side, just a few pounds a side every few weeks or whenever your reps have got high enough, that's progress. People tend to progress this way too quickly, then at the detriment to half, you know, any kind of decent form. But it is, of course, it's progressible to a point. It will build kind of great overall strength. What I mean by that is, well, consider where the load is. Yeah, it's all the way up on your shoulders, upper back, wherever, right, wherever you've placed the bar. So it's a long way away from your legs. It's the whole length of your torso away from your legs. Now, that is currently in this positive. I think if we were looking at this from a pure leg development point of view, I will be able to argue how that's a massive negative. But if we were just looking to build overall body strength, then, well, that would be a positive because we're having to brace that load all the way through our spine and our torso. And that bracing takes a lot. If it was pure leg development, it's actually taking away from leg development in my eyes. But if the goal was just get stronger overall, then I would say that the squat is a good movement for that. It will also teach great balance. right? Because of where that loading is having to be placed. And also what we call proprioception of the lower limb. So where in space are your knees going? Are your hips going? Are your shoulders going? Where in space? If you do not know where in space those things are intuitively in your mind, you will fall over. So it's actually teaching good, what I would call good proprioception. There's loads more positives. They're the ones that came to mind. Negatives. So you would need a spotter when training at high intensity, right? You wouldn't want to be squatting on your own with a max weight, not even like a one rep max, but like say anything in the 6 to 8 range where you're going to go close proximity to failure. You really should not be doing that on your own. You either need to have bars set up in the squat rack so that you can fail and the bar, you know, the weight then comes off your shoulders, or you have a spotter. Either or, you need something else there to look after you. A squat also requires great natural biomechanics for you to be a good squatter. Right. And this is where most people, I think, struggle with a squat, because it relies heavily on ankle mobility, very much ankle mobility, really. That's probably the biggest issue people find. If you have poor ankle mobility, it sends your squat pattern all over the place, and you just don't get any depth, and the whole thing looks horrific. And yes, you could wear squatting shoes to bring up the heel, or you could put your heels on some kind of weight. But having to unrack something and stand back on a weight, I don't think it's kind of asking for trouble a little bit when we've just got other options that we could use. Also, lower limb lengths. So your tib and fib length, so your lower leg bones, and then your femur length. Those are different for many people, only centimeters different, or even inches different. Some people could have a very long femur, yeah, upper leg, and then kind of really maybe short tib and fib. Or they could have very long legs and a very short torso, or very long torso and very short legs. These things make a massive, massive difference when it comes to, is the squat the right thing for this person? Some people, when you watch them squat, it just looks like a giraffe trying to squat. It doesn't look right. And no matter what you try and do, just the biomechanics are in such a wonky place, it's just not optimal. So then we have other options. So you need great biomechanics to be a good squatter. Everybody should be able to do some degree of a squat. But to really progress leg development, you've got to have good biomechanics, I think, to be able to get the most out of that particular movement. Obviously, it requires balance. So we're now having to think about, and again, that was in the positives, but it's also in the negatives, because if we're thinking about growing our legs, do we need balance to drive tension and force through our quads and our hamstrings? Do we need balance for that? Not really. We shouldn't necessarily, it's an extra thing that's being put into the mix that we don't need to think about necessarily. And again, as a negative here, the load is running through the vast majority of your body. To me, in terms of leg development, that is a massive issue. Now, I say that from a particular point of view because I have a herniated disc in my back. Not really particularly from anything. It was maybe always going to happen. But the moment I could not squat anymore, and I did squat, and I was okay. I was all right at it, actually. It did fit me quite well. The moment I stopped squatting, recovered from my herniated disc, and started using other things, i.e. hack squats, leg press, properly, my legs grew exponentially, way quicker. And I'll talk about the positives of why that happened. So when we've got the load running through our whole body, you might be limiting the ability to grow your legs because of your inability to brace the load all the way up on your shoulders. It's inefficient if you really want to think. It's an inefficient movement if we're just targeting legs, because we've got to balance the weight. We've got to pick it up on our shoulders, upper back, and we've got to brace it all the way through our spine. Why our spine when we're trying to just focus on building legs? Because that's the viewpoint that I'm taking here. And also, of course, it's going to be very hard and quite unsafe to really reach absolute failure on a squat. Because when you hit failure on a squat, where are you going to be? Yeah, at the bottom. And if you're under a reasonable amount of load and you're at the bottom, you're in trouble. You could be in real trouble. Alphas, I interrupt this show with a simple message. This show is here to benefit you and your progression to the best version of yourself. But not only just you. It's also here to benefit the people around you, your loved ones, your friends, other alphas in your vicinity. So why not do a really cool thing today? Something that I would thank you for and maybe someone else would. Share this podcast with at least one other alpha out there who you know would benefit from it. Why not share the information, share the ability for someone else to grow? I'm sure they would thank you. I 100% would absolutely thank you. This podcast only grows by our listeners, our followers doing amazing things like giving us 5-star reviews, downloading podcasts, subscribing, and then of course sharing it with other people. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Share it with one person, and of course drop us a 5-star review, download the podcast, and of course subscribe. And now back to the show. Let's look at the leg press. Now, positives for the leg press. There are many alternatives. There are more than one type of leg press. So that there's now a variation to fit different goals. Yeah, different ways, because some leg presses your legs will move and your body will stay still, and some leg presses your body will move and your legs will stay still. They feel very different. That's kind of like a pull down and a chin up or a pull up. They're technically the same movement, but they will feel very, very different. So all body shapes, so we can now manipulate pieces of equipment to fit someone with very long legs or a short torso. Well, their torso doesn't really matter at this point because they're seated braced. So we've got different variations. Now, I'm just at the moment thinking of a 45 degree leg press because it's the most common. Zero balance is required. I mean, bugger me, if you can't sit on a seat and balance, then you've got some other concerns outside growing your legs, quite frankly. So you sat down. So your mind is focused on one job, which is lower the thing, push the thing, lower the thing, push the thing, not don't fall over as well, right? Which is really useful if the goal is just build legs. Then, of course, it's very braceable. A squat, you're having to brace yourself, which is both a positive and a negative. I would say here, in terms of the leg press, the fact that you are braced, you're sitting in something with a back pad behind you. In terms of being able to create as much power as possible when driving that plate and that loading away from you, you're braced. That has to be a positive. You can get more work done. Foot position can be changed. So for me at the moment, to give you an example, standard leg press position, I would say, is feet just outside hip width and toes just facing slightly out. Where whatever height on the pad where someone can break 90 degrees at the knee on the way down. That's just standard. Now, for me at the moment, I've got a twinge on the inner part of my left knee, which means I bring my feet slightly closer together and have my toes facing nearly vertical, which means my knee is hinging near on perfect as a knee should hinge. There's no cross forces going through it. Well, now, so doing, yes, that can be done on a squat, but then balance becomes even more of an issue. Whereas here, I can just drive that load away. Okay, so foot position could be changed. Again, all over the pad, we can go really wide and kind of get more of like a hamstring thing going on. We can go really close together and, you know, just try and get really deep on the quads. We can play about with that. So we're not having to think about balance. So our foot position can be varied depending on the goal. Of course, it is way safer to get closer to failure. So you can technically hit failure on a leg press. There's still danger there because it's going to be under quite a good degree of loading, probably. But generally speaking, the plate is just going to come down. You're going to get, I'm not going to say squashed, but it's going to be, depending on the leg press, depending on maybe if you've got pins that you can put in the leg press to stop the pad coming down to a point. But most people could let the leg press come all the way down and it bottom out and you would still be able to get out. Depends on your lower limb lengths, obviously. But for most people, that would happen. So now you can basically hit failure. It's still going to be really difficult, but you could actually go to failure and you're just going to end up with the plate down and you're just going to slide out the back. You can get there better than getting to the stuck at the bottom of a squat. It's, of course, safer on the low back. This is one of the reasons I moved to leg press and hack squat. Now, hack squat, there is still compression going through the spine because, again, the loading is still up on your shoulders, but you do have a back pad, so it does feel different. You're not bracing through the spine in quite the same way, but there's still compression going through the spine. Yes, when you're sitting in a leg press, there is to a degree still compression through the spine, but it's in a different angle, isn't it? It's not going vertically down the spine. It's going horizontally through. You still need to consider that. But there's far less lower back loading, understandably, in a leg press. So way safer on the low back. And really, only your legs are loaded. you now don't have your whole spine loaded under all this weight. It is just your quads. And you can really mentally manipulate where you're driving from. So as you get used to leg pressing and the used to the particular leg press that you're using, you can really start to manipulate, like, also. So in my mind, as I push away, I kind of crunch my toes together. It's as if I'm trying to, like, use my feet to grip onto something that isn't even there. But in my mind, it allows me to drive with my quads. I'm not just thinking of pushing the plate away. I am absolutely thinking about contracting my quads. Okay. And you can kind of do things with your feet. Some people push with their heels a bit. Some people push with, I would certainly not suggest pushing for your toes. You really want to push with a completely flat foot. Okay, no, toes and heels should not be coming off, really. You want to be pushing with just a flat foot, okay? So only your legs are loaded. And of course, if you really wanted to, you can actually do drop sets and rest pauses. So intensify is way, way, way easier and safer on a leg press. Negatives for the leg press depends on the quality of the leg press. So now you're at the mercy of a piece of equipment and how well it has been upkept. And just who made the piece of equipment. Some leg presses I've been on are just incredibly good. And some, as you can understand, are the exact opposite. So now one negative here could be depends on the leg press that you've got available to you. So we could say a negative is that it doesn't train balance. Well, if you're looking to grow legs, balance, you can go and do that somewhere else. Go and train your balance somewhere else when you're not trying to maximally load your quads and your legs. Don't do it somewhere else. You don't need, they're not, that's like squatting on a frigging BOSU ball. Just don't do it. It's just stupid. Yes, work on balance if you need to, but do that modality somewhere else in a different style. Grow quads, balance somewhere else. And also we could say a negative is it doesn't train all the way through the spine. If you wanted it to, if you needed it to train all the way through the spine, then of course a leg press doesn't do that. So in my opinion, given that I'm looking at this through a lens of leg development, to me personally, this is just my viewpoint out. Squat is a great movement. It is. And if it fits someone really well, they're going to grow legs, yes. But they're probably going to become limited by their ability to brace the load at some point. Leg press, hack squat, these pieces of equipment will allow you to, I would say, progress further than a squat itself, because you're going to be limited by load. You know, chances are niggles, injuries, just in the back of your mind. If something goes wrong at the bottom of the squat, it's going to go very wrong. Like, as you get older, as you train into your 40s and beyond, so I'm 45, I just want to now be able to train for the rest of my life. I don't want any injuries. You know, I like little niggles now can become an injury very easily. My left hamstring has been niggling me for about a year. God damn it. So the last thing you want, as you know, is you, I mean, if you're 20 and, you know, something, do what you like, go squat until something happens. And then you'll think about what Andy said and you'll be like, huh, maybe this dude was maybe possibly right. But in my opinion, I would say leg press is far more effective and efficient if quad or leg development is the overall goal. That would be my viewpoint. So I hope you enjoyed this. There are going to be other episodes where I'm going to be looking at this versus that. We've got whole sorts that I'm going to be going through. I hope you found it interesting. If you did, give us a 5-star review. Share this episode with someone who might love listening to this sort of information. Someone you know might need a little bit of help along their training journey. I would appreciate it. They would appreciate it. For now, over and out.
Thanks so much for listening to today's show. We hope that you feel motivated to start making changes in your life so you can see those results that you've been wanting to achieve. Remember, you can do anything you set your mind to. If you love the show, please leave us a 5-star review and make sure you tell your friends. If you'd like to connect with Andy, you can find him on Instagram at Andy_Naylor_Pure_Elite_Pro. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well. Talk to you again soon.